Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Well, early voting is underway in New Jersey right now, and it's a big deal. We got to get that vote out for Jack Cittarelli, and he's coming tonight to Mount Laurel. That's right. And it's a big, big deal. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate you being here. Sean Erlin is the chairman of the Burlington County Republican Committee in New Jersey, the county party there that's working really hard to turn out the vote for Jack. And he joins me now. Mr. Chairman, how are you?
Great, Rich. Thank you. Thank you again for having me. And thanks for fighting the good fight every day, man. Appreciate what you do.
Hey, buddy, I appreciate what you do. It's not an easy job, what you do. No doubt about that. I was a county chairman. It's not easy, but I appreciate everything. Jack's coming to Mount Laurel. I know you're going to be there tonight. It's at Rowan College. It's 7 o'clock. It's great that he's coming tonight, and he's going to be on the bus. And this is one of the early in-person voting sites. Is that right?
Yes, it's actually our largest in Burlington County. It's at the Rowan College of Burlington County campus on Route 38, right near the intersection of 295. We're going to be there from 7 to 8, but early voting's happening now. I'm actually in the car on the way there. Anybody in the Zeoli Army is in the area on their way home. Feel free to stop by. Early voting goes till 8 p.m.
All right. I think I'm going to vote tonight since I'm coming after the show. I'm going to swing by after the show tonight. I think I'll vote. I'll put my money where my mouth is because we know how important it is, right, Sean, to get those numbers out, turn out the vote and do it early so that the Democrats can't tell a story that there's no enthusiasm for Jack or anything like that.
That's you're right on the nose, Rich. We're pushing as many as we can to get to early voting. For that same reason, right? Enthusiasm is already there. Our numbers look great in Burlington County and in statewide already. But we want to get folks out. And on top of that, I know some of your guests in the past have mentioned this. There's a lot of efforts from us to try to get folks out to vote. And if we can count on folks that are already there, we can put our resources elsewhere to try to encourage others to get out there.
Sean, are you happy with the rate of return of mail-in ballots in Burlington County?
Never happy, right? We always want more. We've just surpassed 50% recently, but we've got a team together working to track those things down. We're putting some significant resources behind it. And to anybody in the Zeoli Army out there, if you've got a vote by mail ballot that's in the office or sitting on the kitchen counter, get it back. We can cross you off the list and focus our efforts on others.
I mean, this is a really critical county here for us. It's ironic, too, because we're going to Mount Laurel tonight, which is the infamous Mount Laurel decision. Jack gets elected. He's going to appoint conservatives. And he said this before, conservatives to the New Jersey Supreme Court. That's great, because then we have a chance then of challenging that opinion, which forces affordable housing on so many communities, which are tapped out. I mean, I've heard this from people who live in Morristown. I've heard this from people who live in Cinnaminson, all over Burlington County, all over New Jersey. And that's one of the many things I think that has to happen, is we have to get a governor who appoints true conservatives to the Supreme Court. And Jack has said that. I'm not just going to appoint Republican judges. I want conservatives on there.
Again, spot on. And don't know if you knew this or not, but I actually grew up in Mount Laurel. So as somebody who was there in the early 80s growing up, the town has changed significantly. And that's the epicenter for the Mount Laurel decision. And what we're seeing, you know, with the sprawl into our suburbs. And yes, this is all about getting Jack and down ballot folks over the ballot. And I believe Jack is going to do just that, put conservative justices and try to reform or claw back as much as we can as it relates to that decision.
Yeah, I didn't know you grew up there, but I know a lot of people who did. And it's just amazing to think that's why their town is famous, right? Because of a Supreme Court decision, among all the other things people want their towns to be famous for. Sean, let's talk about another issue that obviously is affecting everybody, which is energy prices. I mean, I hear about it all the time. I'm sure you do. It's killing us. And this is because of Murphy's energy plan. We've talked a lot about the wind turbines off the Jersey Shore that Murphy tried to build, that, you know, guys like Jeff Van Drew and others were able to stop, and President Trump ultimately. Mikey Sherrill will bring them back, no doubt about it. And I think that it's also important for people to realize that these energy prices that we're paying are because he went after all of the energy producing plants that we had in New Jersey. I mean, he killed them. He shut them down.
Look, affordability is always the number one issue when it comes to statewide elections. And this year, no different, right? And energy is right at the top of the list. Like, I think, Rich, I really do. I think the Democrats really think we're stupid. Like, they've had the governor's mansion for 8 years. They've had the legislature for 25 years. Yet somehow or another, they're trying to spin that, you know, energy prices are a Republican problem, and it's our fault. You look at the mail and the commercials and everything going out. It's ridiculous. And everybody we talk to when we're out on the campaign trail is ridiculous. And the rate of increase just in the last 3-4 months here on our utility bills is just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Do you feel, as a county chairman, Sean, do you feel the excitement? Do you feel that something's different about this election than past elections?
Absolutely. I've been, you know, chairman now for almost, 7-8 years now, and I was very involved in Jack's campaign in 21. We were just coming out of COVID. It was a different world. As much as we like it or don't like it, it was. This year is significantly different. We're seeing support from all over the country, all up and down the state, and from President Trump and the White House, the RNC, New Jersey State Party, and then, you know, outside organizations, you name it, whether it's, you know, Early Vote Action, RSLC. There are a ton of resources coming into the state, and not when we have those resources, we also talk about the legal program that these folks bring in to make sure that we have, you know, a fair election. So it really is significantly different. The energy, both inside, organic in our local party, but also externally coming in from all over the country.
You mentioned to me that you're going to have the guys from NJ Chase, formerly a PA Chase. They worked so hard last year to get President Trump elected in Pennsylvania. You've got them coming to Burlington County, NJ Chase. I know that they pledged to knock on 500,000 doors in New Jersey. I think they've already exceeded that goal. So tell me about the door knocking operation. Tell me about the get out the vote operation, not only for early voting, but for Election Day, too. And what's going on?
Well, again, just for, you know, the Burlington County portion of it, the part that we like to talk about, you know, we've knocked on over 60,000 doors to date.
Wow.
But there's that's just the tip of the iceberg. There are outside groups as you just mentioned, all over the place, right? And it's a blessing of riches, right? We're tripping on each other out in the field, making sure that we're all talking to the right people. And look, this is a turnout election. You hear that from all of your guests, right? So we need those, we call them one for four voters, right? The folks that typically only would come out in a presidential year, the folks that came out last year in mass for President Trump, you know, we're all chasing those folks to make sure that they come out, and they are. They're, right now, our numbers have them out at a higher rate than they have been in other statewide years. But if those folks turn out, I think we're very successful, and I think Jack's our next governor.
I mean, I love it. I love it. I love the enthusiasm, Sean Erwin. I love it. Guys like you and all the people that work hard, all the volunteers, everybody who's excited, that enthusiasm factor is what I think is going to carry Jack into victory next week. When I was on Fox News today with Bill Hemmer and Dana Perino, Bill thinks, and this is a guy that looks at maps and looks at data, he thinks this race is going to be decided by 1 point. So whoever wins, it's going to be by 1 percentage point. That's how close this is. So yeah, this is a turnout election, no doubt about it. And in 2021, and you and I have talked about this so many times, I mean, we were lucky enough to go to Phillies games with Jack and get to know him over the years. There were a lot of Republicans that just didn't think he could get it done, so they stayed home. I got a feeling this time around that's not going to be the case, that they're not going to believe the polls. They're not going to believe whatever media stories are out there. They're just not going to believe it, and they're going to turn out. And what's your message to the they're called the MAGA voters. I mean, we are them. We're people that voted for President Trump. But there are a lot of people out there that voted for President Trump that, you know, they don't always come out to vote, and they vote in presidential elections. So what's the message from Chairman Sean Erwin to those voters?
Look, we started a movement with President Trump, right? And in order to continue that movement, we need to continue. And in turning what was a purplish, or if you want to call it a blue state, red, is such a springboard for the midterms, right? And to be able to say that we turned New Jersey red this year with the help of President Trump and everybody that I just previously mentioned, I think would be a tremendous accomplishment. And if you stay home, all you're doing is encouraging the same behaviors that we've seen from the Democrats, as I said, for the last 8 years in the governor's mansion and the last 25 years in the state legislature.
What do we say? We say that Republicans who don't vote elect Democrats, right?
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Well, really listen, brother, we'll do it. I will see you soon over at Mount Laurel at Rowan College in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. And let's do this. I'll see you at 7 o'clock, and we welcome Jack. And I'm looking forward to seeing you, man.
Rich, same. Remember to all the Army, early voting all week through the weekend. Have a plan to vote. You never know what's going to happen on Election Day. Get out there early. You can go to any of the polling locations across the county. And Rich, thanks again for your time.
Mr. Chairman, I'll see you soon, Bud. Thank you.
Thanks, Bud.
All right. So we got that going, which is good. So excitement, enthusiasm, it's all there. Love it. That is key. Friday, we're going to be in Cape May, Grand Hotel, Cape May, New Jersey. Don't forget, 50% off your room rates if you want to come out and join us for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We always have a great time at these shows. I want to see you there. And we'll also rally the troops and get everybody very excited for what's going to be a turnout election, just like you heard him say. On the national front, the former White House fembot, Karine Jean-Pierre, was on MSNBC, and you know, it's amazing as she tries this rehabilitation tour, and she's got her book out. And the question that the host asked her, let's cue up cut number 19 here. You know, do you have any regrets about what you said on behalf of the Biden administration? Remember, KJP was the one out there all the time telling you that what you were seeing were deep fakes. So when Biden was shaking hands with the Invisible Man, when Barack Obama escorted him off the stage, which incidentally, Hunter Biden hates Barack Obama for that he had to escort him off the stage at that fundraiser with George Clooney, which ultimately led to George Clooney writing that op-ed and then the setup to get Biden out of the race. But it's Karine Jean-Pierre every day from the White House podium who stood there and lied to our faces about how Joe Biden was great and the deep fakes and the lies and people manipulating things day after day. So the question is, do you have any regrets? Do you have any regrets? Cut 19.
Corinne, do you have any regrets at all for anything that you said while you were speaking on behalf of this administration?
It's a simple
yes or no.
Because you're asking for a yes or no question. I want to put some context to it, too. I woke up every day very proud to be the White House press secretary. I woke up every day as a Black woman who is queer, no one had ever seen someone like me at that podium standing behind that lectern. It was an honor and a privilege to have that job. And I did it to the best of my abilities.
What the hell does you being a Black queer woman have anything to do with you lying your ass off to all of us about the fact that Biden had lost his friggin' mind? Don't you love how they try to spin that? What, Black queer people don't lie? It's not just straight people that lie. It's possible lesbians can lie too. Gay people can lie. And you lied. You lied every day at that podium, telling us that we should not believe our lying eyes, that what we were seeing was disinformation and deepfakes. So have you apologized? She went on another MSNBC show, this time the anchor Elise Jordan pressuring her on the mental acuity of her demented jello brain former boss, Joe Biden, who's now again out there screaming about how America is going down such a dangerous, dark road. Cut 20.
That's going to be incredibly tough to make that
Corinne, happen. Just quickly before you go, since you were talking about the difference in being at the podium and then now in your personal capacity, the special counsel Robert Hur, when his report came out about President Biden and the classified documents, you stood from the White House podium February 2024, and you said that his commentary was gratuitous, that it was unacceptable, and it didn't live in reality. And clearly the American public saw another side of Joe Biden's mental acuity during the summer's debate. Robert Hur was unemployable for a period because of the attacks from the Democrats and from the White House that you were at the podium leading. Have you apologized to Robert Hur?
I mean, look, what I can say to you is I saw the president every single day. It wasn't one-offs. It wasn't once in a while. I saw him every day.
Well,
he is someone that
just
was
in
sharp.
This case, have you gone back
was,
to someone
he was
who
sharp. He was, he
you
was,
had pretty
he was,
sharp comments about, and we all saw a different reality in your personal capacity?
What I'm saying is my reality was this. My reality was somebody that I saw every single day, who was sharp, who pushed his team, was understanding very clearly of the policy of history. That is what I saw. I could only speak for what I saw on a daily basis for 2.5 years, almost 4 years, actually. And I was White House press secretary, obviously, for 2.5 years. And that is the president that I know. Someone who woke up every day and was very zeroed in and focused on how to deliver for this for the American people. And that's what I'm speaking to. Is what I saw every day. And look, there's not many people who can say,
stop. What she saw every day, how about what we saw every day, and how every single day we were called liars and we were told that they were deep fakes and not to believe our own eyes? How about that? How is it she saw something every day that's so different from what we saw? The reason is that she's still lying. I mean, that's it. She's still lying. There's no other way to put it. There's no gentle way to put it. There's no nice way to put it. There's no soft way to put it. That's just it. She's still lying to this day and acting like everything that happened was just us, just our lying eyes. And, you know, I got so sick of the gaslighting that was done by her and the entire administration and people like Joe Scarborough coming out and saying, F you, if you don't believe it, this is the best version of Joe Biden, the constant gaslighting. But I do find it kind of rich that MSNBC is calling her out on this, considering that MSNBC was helping with the, and they were gaslighting the hell out of us. I mean, Joe Scarborough's show is on MSNBC or MS Now, whatever the hell they call it. So they were like the number one channel in gaslighting all of us. So it is a little rich, this whole welcome to the party, pal, trying to hold her accountable now. But give me a freaking break, okay? We see through that too. All right, coming up, Let's talk about some of the other issues facing New Jersey, including a change that's going to affect people who are consultants. We're going to talk about that as well. And you'll never believe some of the other craziness that was said at the Zoran Mamdani rally. It is our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Don't go away.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, joining me now, we got a lot to discuss regarding New Jersey and some new labor rules they want to change. It'll make life a lot more difficult for entrepreneurs. What are some of the other big issues? Well, here to talk about it with me, my friend Audrey Lane is president of the Garden State Initiative, a great group fighting for economic opportunities in New Jersey. Audrey, thanks for coming back on the show. How have you been?
I've been great. Thanks so much for having me. There's a lot going on right now with the election around the corner.
I know. And you guys are technically nonpartisan, so you can't actually endorse anybody. Is that right?
100%. We just like to raise awareness on the most important issues facing New Jersey right now, and then people can do their research and make their own decisions.
So what do you think are some of the top issues right now that have really dominated the race?
Well, gosh, energy is really at the top of the list, as you would know. But there are so many ancillary issues that are affecting different people. And this is the interesting thing. I think it depends where you are in this state. You know, many people are going to come out because they're angry about the school funding formula. Others are going to come out because they want to know what's going to happen with Medicaid. You know, and one thing that I know you and I want to talk about today is this whole independent contractor rule. So there's a whole class of individuals in the state that are, they earn their living, honestly, and have created their own businesses. And now the state wants to change how they are treated by the people they work with. And this is a really big issue for a lot of people.
And why does the state want to do that? Is it to try to get more payroll taxes out of people?
Well, in theory, yes. The Ed Murphy administration is saying you know, that's the justification, right? But they're really using flawed and outdated information. And if we really want to see the impact of such changes to employee classifications, we can look at California. It's a real case study. They changed their legislation with Assembly Bill in California, Assembly Bill 5 in 2020. And that resulted in 1 in 10 independent contractors losing work. Then the legislature had to carve out 100 exemptions to this legislation, and it just didn't work. They lost jobs instead of gaining more revenue.
The question, all right, so let's go through the basics of this. When we define an independent contractor, that's somebody who is not technically employed by a company but is doing work for them. What if they were at one point an employee? Like, in other words, they leave the company and then they take on a consulting role? Because I know a lot of people who do that, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's perfectly fair and reasonable. There's currently in place, there's an ABC test to determine whether or not someone working for a company can be considered an employee or an independent contractor. And the A is whether or not this person is free from the company's control. The B is whether or not they work outside the usual business of the company. And then the C is if they run an independent business that does this type of work for more than one client. So it's a fairly straightforward ABC test.
Gotcha. Okay. And then that all sounds easy enough. And right. What would the proposed rule change bring?
Well, it brings a whole nother level. So the changes would actually require anyone outside of this realm or I'm sorry, I'm getting a little caught up here.
But that's okay.
But it intensifies this ABC test. And what it says is that now businesses need to go above and beyond here and provide insurance and a place of business for all of these individuals. It broadens the scope of this ABC and makes it really tougher to have an independent contractor work. It's very detailed.
So basically, it's going to do away with a lot of ability for either A, people to work in this capacity, which, listen, I was a consultant for years and I loved it. I loved the flexibility. I love the challenge that it brought. And most importantly, I love being my own boss. So that's right. Number one. In this kind of post-COVID era where you have a lot of people who are working at home and a lot of people that don't want to be full-time anymore, they've adapted to this. My wife is a consultant. I mean, she does HR consulting and she has two clients and she loves it. You know, she's very, very happy with her new role in life versus being full-time in corporate America. She has no interest in going back with our kids being 11, 9, and 5. You know, she loves this lifestyle. I know a lot of people who are in that boat right now.
Absolutely. And it's funny, or not funny, but interesting that you bring this up. In fact, more than 50% of workers who make that jump, like your wife did, from being an employee to an independent contractor, say they would never go back. 64% claim that they're more secure now than they were in their position previously. And 86% say they're happier. So your wife's experience is not unique. And really, one of the most important things I think we need to consider, and this is just a short report, that we wanted to keep this issue front and center. It got a lot of attention over the summer. It's not resolved. It's still out there floating around. But one of the important things for us to realize is that this disproportionately impacts women and men with young children. And we all know being in the workforce at that time is very difficult. This also impacts retirees who are just supplementing their income and keeping themselves active. Mm-hmm. And then the third group that's often not discussed is immigrants and minorities. And they find that independent contract work is really a first step into full-time employment. It gives them an opportunity to showcase their skills so that they can get a full-time position if that's what they want.
But a lot of people don't want that. I mean, a lot of people love having the flexibility and love being their own boss. Audrey Lane is with me, president of the Garden State Initiative, as we're talking about these proposed labor rules in New Jersey. But a lot of companies like it, too, because they don't have to offer benefits necessarily. They are in a position where they don't have to have kind of the traditional headcount. And it gives them the ability also to, in many ways, pay somebody Sometimes less than if they were a full-time employee, but they're able to get a lot of work. And the consultant is able to offset that by having multiple clients and winning at life by many other ways, including controlling their time, which is invaluable. Also having the ability to put money away into a SEP account for their retirement. There's a lot of pluses to it. So I guess the question is, why is New Jersey once again trying to create such an unfriendly business climate when this is working perfectly fine and nobody's complaining about this? That's the other thing about this is I don't know who's complaining that we need to start changing things.
You know, Rich, I don't have the answer to that one. I think if I did, I probably wouldn't be doing the job I'm doing right now.
There would be no need for you. If New Jersey was a friendly business climate, there'd be no need for Garden State Initiative. So.
But I do know this. There were over 8,000 comments that were entered regarding this proposed rule change over the summer, and 99% of them were opposed. And this is a viewpoint that spans political affiliation, spans economic issues. This is really one of those pervasive issues that the question you're asking is exactly right. Why?
Yeah, that's just it. Why? Exactly right. Now, this is also coming as businesses are also grappling, like homeowners are, with the increased energy rates in New Jersey. Without getting too political here, I mean, I know that the Democrat candidate in the race, Mikey Sherrill, has this idea of freezing electricity prices, which even the Democrat governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, said is something you can't do. So, I mean, what's the answer here? Because everyone I talk to is saying that this is really hurting them, the electricity rates. Businesses are having to pass it on to their consumers, and consumers are dealing with it at home. For me, Audrey, we run around constantly shutting lights off, and I'm chasing my children around all the time and telling them to shut the lights off. But even so, when we've replaced the bulbs with all the LEDs, but we're still seeing our energy rates have gone up.
Yeah, the answer is, and this is, you know, why you asked on the onset of the interview, is what are the biggest issues? This probably is the biggest issue. It impacts everyone in it. I need to go back to this again, but it disproportionately affects those in lower income brackets, because an energy bill is one of your top three costs in a household. And that everyone's feeling this. So what's the answer? The answer is there's not a short-term answer, but we do need representation in Trenton that will begin to make the tougher long-term decisions that we can have stronger baseload capacity, always on energy, so that we're not the decisions that were made on really aspirational energy policy that had not been proven. And so we need to really commit back to and make an investment in energy generation. As you likely know, New Jersey shut down 6 generation plants since 2018, right? And we didn't replace them. So this is really basic supply and demand. We have more demand with more data centers being built and more, you know, pull on our resources, and we haven't replaced it. So it's getting more and more scarce, and we have to pay more for it. And this is a big problem, Rich.
It is a big problem, Audrey. And then now I can endorse in this election, and I have, and I'm backing Jack, and I'm going after the show ends tonight. I'll be speaking in Mount Laurel. He's got a rally there in Mount Laurel outside of Rowan College, where they're doing an early voting site. Mount Laurel, of course, famous for the Mount Laurel decision, which is affordable housing, quote unquote, affordable housing. I was driving past a place in my town the other day where they're destroying what was once beautiful open space to build this high density housing, which is also going to come with added costs, added strain on the municipalities. And this is in another area here where I really hope Jack wins. I can say this, but I hope he wins, because then maybe we have a chance of revisiting this with a new Supreme Court. Because as it stands right now, these towns are at the brink, and they're going to have to build new schools, and they're going to have to hire a whole lot more municipal police officers and firefighters and deal with increased traffic capacity. And yes, they're going to have to deal with more strain on services, which means higher taxes.
So one thing I'd love to draw your attention to, and you're spot on in your analysis. I won't comment on your endorsement, but GSI put out a report last month about the Mount Laurel decision and the Mount Laurel doctrine and really the impact. This is something that's been in play for 20 years in New Jersey. And we compared modeling of where we are in New Jersey now versus other states, Pennsylvania being a great example, right? They don't have the Mount Laurel doctrine. Guess what? Over those 20 years, the supply and cost of housing has improved in Pennsylvania and not been as good in New Jersey. So the impact of the Mount Laurel doctrine has been negligible to negative. And that's the most disappointing aspect of all of this. And we haven't looked at it in 20 years and said, this isn't working. What can we do?
Yeah. No, I agree. The other question too that I have with regards to all of this is, and this is a question about keeping people in Pennsylvania. So Jack Chiarelli has made the point, and he made this point again. He wants to say no tax on retirement income, something Pennsylvania does, since you brought up Pennsylvania. We have a lot of people
who just heard that.
Yeah. And we have a lot of people who retire who leave New Jersey, obviously. And that's a problem, too. We need to keep retirees here. My parents left. They're in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Is it realistic to do that, to say we don't have to tax retirement income?
So, Rich, this is personal to me as well. My parents are in Virginia, and I wish they weren't. And they wish they weren't. So is it realistic? Listen, there are so many policy decisions that are realistic, but there are always pluses and minuses, but this certainly can happen. You know, we are famous in this state for creating legislation and then doing cleanup or doing something. And then, you know, we've got these tax barriers, right, for senior citizens. And then we write these checks right before election time. Senior citizens are getting their anchor checks or their stay NJ checks. Or what if we just had a better policy in the first place and we didn't have to then go back and write checks to certain people? You know, all of these tax changes are indeed possible, but we do need strong decision makers in Trenton to start to make the changes and that are willing to really look at both the positives and negatives and make the stronger decisions. But the answer is yes, of course, it's possible.
Wonderful. That makes me happy. Audrey, if people want to learn more about Garden State Initiative and follow you, where can they go?
That's gardenstateinitiative.org, and I hope you'll follow our work.
Good. Excellent. Well, I appreciate it, my friend. Keep up the great work. Thanks, Audrey.
Thanks, Rich. Take care.
You too. And as we continue along here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHG, I just want to remind you that you can come out tonight to Mount Laurel, where I will be speaking and rally for Jack Chiarelli at Rowan College. It's been a long day, starting with a Fox News hit early this morning and still going. And that's a good thing. So make sure that you come out and join us. And then Friday is our big night in Cape May, New Jersey. Friday. All right. It's our Halloween spectacular show at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I'm really excited for it. I want you to come out and join us. All right. It's 3 to 7 p.m. You do not need a ticket to come to the show. All right. Just come. It's 3 to 7. Just come and join us. You can wear a costume and have a lot of fun. If you do want to stay over, though, they have rooms at 50% off. That's right, 50% off. And then, in addition to that, they also, you can stay Saturday night as well. They've got rooms there, 50% off as well. So, a lot of reason to come out to the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, grandhotelcapemay.com. Earlier in the show today, I mentioned to you that, you know, I played the clip of President Trump, who was joking around about a third term, and he does this because he likes to get people's goat going, you know what I mean? And he loves to just, he knows it's going to trigger people, and he loves to trigger. So I'm going to talk about that in just a second with you as I get ready to turn it over to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. So don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, yeah. As we get ready to turn it over to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, I got to see Jimmy this morning. I was on America's Newsroom with him. We shared a panel. We talked about the New Jersey governor's race, and we talked about the lunatic mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson. So I'll post a clip to that and take a look. All right. Appreciate that. Tomorrow, I should be back up there again as well. So it's going to be a busy week and going to be a busy, well, a busy week till Election Day for sure. No doubt about that. So the president on Air Force One was joking about running for a third term and saying he won't run for vice president in 2028. And of course, the typical media freak out, pearl clutching, gnashing of teeth, as you can imagine. This is what the president said.
Theory on how you might try to serve a third term.
I'd be allowed to do that. No, you'd be allowed to do that, but I wouldn't want. I wouldn't do that. I think it's too cute. Yeah, I would rule that out because it's too cute. I think the people wouldn't like that. It's too cute. It's not. It wouldn't be right. Well, we have great people. I don't have to get into that, but we have one of them standing right here. We have J.D., obviously. The vice president is great. I think Marco's great. I think I'm not sure if anybody would run against us. I think if they ever formed a group, it would be unstoppable. I really do. I believe that. I would love to do it. I have my best numbers ever. It's very terrible. I have my best numbers. Am I not ruling it out? You'll have to tell me. All I can tell you is that we have a great group of people, which they don't.
Well, they don't. That's true. They don't. But on cue, just as you would imagine, CNN grabbing the pearls and being very, very upset at what Trump is saying right now. Very concerned about President Trump. Very concerned about his jokes of running for a third term. Take a listen.
Yeah, what's the this sort of flirtation that of a third term, coupled with what Steve Bannon is talking about in raising this idea of, you know, maybe there's different ways. I think so some people question even this idea of, you know, what about kind of an acolyte or a proxy, and then Trump staying very involved as an ex-president who would be then, let's be clear, well into his 80s. What is the precedent for that, and why have presidents so shied away from that kind of thing?
We have a president, and then that is supposed to be the leader. That is the democratically elected leader of what is now the longest running republic in the history of the world. And perhaps, you know,
Wait. That's the answer? I'm just trying to understand this. Okay. We have a leader, And then, all right.
The providence is that at 250, it's no longer. But the president should not, you know, the Constitution is really clear. You are elected, you can serve a certain amount of time, and then no longer. And I think that there are, you know, as Bannon threatened, I would say, like, we do have to take this quite seriously. We should view it as a threat. There are patterns that are established, and we should look at them. I think that when he threatens that there are workarounds, there's all sorts of nightmare scenarios that we can imagine. But what we do have to decide here as Americans, no matter what party we belong to, is what kind of country do we have?
Yeah. First of all, he's trolling. That's number one. He's not going to run for a third term. Number two, aren't the Democrats the ones always screaming about democracy? So, I mean, theoretically, if the American people wanted to vote for him again, wouldn't that be in line with democracy? Which is why, by the way, we're not a democracy, because the majority should not always get their way. The Constitution is designed to restrain that, which is why we are a constitutional republic. I just find it interesting, though, that if a majority of people wanted him to stay for a third term, the left would suddenly stop screaming, this is what democracy looks like, and they would say, this is what dictatorship looks like. Also, they're missing the fact that he's talking about running for a third term, when we're constantly told that he's a dictator and he would just stay. So, I mean, that's really the joke the president should be making, is that I run. Why would I run? I'll just stay as long as I want. What are you talking about? I'm just going to stay in the White House. Run for a third term. I'm just going to go right into my third term. This term has no end date, baby. I mean, that's what he should say if he was really, really wanted to get their goat. But he's not going to run for a third term. Just relax. Relax. Just relax. But if you're wondering who the crazy people are, just take it from AOC, okay?
But we must remember, in a time such as this, we are not the crazy ones, New York City.
Could have fooled me. Just saying.
We are not the outlandish ones, New York City.
Sure about that?
They want us to think we are crazy. We are sane.
I kind of feel like what you're doing right now is the same way that somebody who's really drunk goes, I'm not drunk. I'm not drunk. I had like one. I'm not, it's like the guy in Jaws, you know, he's, I'm not drunk. And he falls down the beach and the girl gets eaten by a shark. Kind of like that. Kind of think maybe you're the crazy ones. That's just me. You know, and I think I speak for a lot of us when I think we say you definitely are, by the way, the crazy ones. Here's a little bit more of the crazy, not crazy.
Jews escaping Holocaust.
Whoa.
Black Americans fleeing slavery and Jim Crow. Latinos seeking a better life. Native people standing for themselves. Asian Americans coming together in Queens, in Brooklyn, in the Bronx, in Manhattan, in Staten Island, in this country, in Jews.
Well, I have one thought on that.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
All right, that's the show. See you Friday in Cape May or tonight in Mount Laurel at Rowan College. And either way, thank you for listening. Appreciate it very, very much. And make sure that you tune in again tomorrow. In the meantime, keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Rich Zeoli Show. Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.